London Calling. David here. London, the most mysterious, the most secretive of Western cities. There's any number of reasons for that, and we'll get into them in due course. But this evening, I'm going to concentrate on just one matter. The 40 years that I've been doing this, trying to figure out this most secretive of Western cities, I've over the years discovered, if you will, a dozen, maybe 15, 16 keys to this place that help to unlock it, that help to figure it out, make sense of it, understand it. And I'm going to take up just one tonight, and that's the importance of names, place names in London. History is often embedded in names, and it's really well nigh impossible to gainsay the importance of names. You think about this in terms of your own name. We've all had the experience many times of being out in the street and suddenly we hear our name and we respond powerfully and instinctively. We turn toward the direction in which our name was called. And sometimes it was somebody else with our name who was being called. But we have that almost knee-jerk reaction to our own names. It's so fundamental. I mean, if you go right back to the Bible, the very beginning, Genesis, God is naming things. I think it's the fifth sentence, the fifth verse in the Bible. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And a little bit further down, and God called the firmament heaven. And a couple of verses further on, and God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. So naming, it's a part of beginning to understand things, what you've got. If something doesn't have a name, you've got, in a sense, chaos. And that's kind of what's going on at the beginning of Genesis. There was chaos, and then there's light, and God names things, and suddenly some of that chaos is no longer there. In a trial, really just about the first thing that happens is the defendant's name is established. Think about how unsettling it is to come across a baby that hasn't been given a name and it's maybe 3 months old. That's really unnerving. So I would say that of the 12 or 15 keys that I've identified that help me to figure out this most mysterious of cities, the first one, the one that I would give primary importance to, is names. And probably I should begin with the word, the name London itself, or perhaps Thames. But I'm not going to do that. I'll save that another podcast, another time. And indeed, I'm thinking as well of a map or two that we'll take a look at in some detail. And we'll go through a whole series of names. And what's of particular importance is the way some of these names on old maps were different from what they are now. So when a name changes, that's very often important. A name is, if you will, it's a kind of X-ray into the past of a street, a place, a neighborhood, etc. Or maybe use the other term. You can often begin to establish, to discern the DNA of a place, of a neighborhood, indeed, of a street, by giving some consideration to the name. And the name I want to look at briefly tonight is the name Kensington. It's an area I know very well. I've guided it now for, 40 years. And the word is very old. The name is old. It's Anglo-Saxon in origin. And nobody is absolutely certain about its what it's meaning. There have been several theories have been put forward, and it has several different spellings. It's a little bit like Shakespeare. You know, Shakespeare himself spelled his name several different ways. So there's Kenneseat, something like that. In a modern rendering, that would be spelled C-H-E-N-E-S-I-T. And they think that this was an important, a well-to-do, a prominent Anglo-Saxon, some sort of lord, somebody very important. But my favorite explanation, and it's the one I've fastened on, and the one that I set out when I'm asked about this on a walking tour, is it would have been pronounced perhaps something like Kinesig. And if you're spelling that in today's spelling, orthography, is that the word? It would be the first part of it, that first syllable would be something like C-Y-N-E, Kine, Kine. And that meant royal. And then the second syllable in that old Anglo-Saxon rendering of this important name, Sieg, S-I-E-G-E, perhaps, Kinesig, and that meant victory. Put those two together, Kinesig, and what do you have? You have royal victory. That's what that place name means. And do place names, do London place names get any better than that? How appropriate is that? That the wealthiest borough in London, a borough that's got a very important and very old palace in it, with all kinds of important royal connections, Victoria being born there. It was there that she was awakened, just a slip of a girl to be told, she was 18 years old, to be told that her uncle William then died and she was queen of the realm, royal connection after royal connection. And that name, Kensington, means royal victory. It couldn't be better, really. It's just perfect. And I'll leave you on that note. Good night, and catch up with you tomorrow.